Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Acts 13 today, just one verse, verse 52. Acts 13, verse 52. And it says, "And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit." Let me read it to you again. We're going to get our challenge from this verse. It says, "And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit." Now, this verse will make a whole lot more sense when it's read in the full context. If you're with us yesterday, you'll know that the Paul and Barnabas and the disciples who were sharing the gospel were being chased out of a town. All the leading people in that town began to chase them and persecute them and chase them out of their district. So they shook off the dust from their feet against them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. They've been opposed, rejected, but they knew that they were doing God's will, and that's what gave them the joy. And they were under the control of the Holy Spirit. They weren't not only doing the will of God, they were doing the will of God under the control and the power of God. That's what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit, under the control of the Holy Spirit. Folks, all through the Bible, you'll see that there's going to be hardship in our lives. We're considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But that doesn't separate us from the love of God, Paul says in Romans chapter 8. We're going to experience hardship. In this life, there will be tribulation. There will be trouble. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So understand this. Hardship, it doesn't mean that God's not happy with you and he's against you. If you are living the life God has for you to live and you're walking in obedience to him under the control of the Holy Spirit, you'll have joy even in the midst of opposition. You'll be filled with joy in the Holy Spirit because you are living the life God had for you. Listen to what it says in Acts 13, verse 36. It says, "For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, he fell asleep and was laid with his fathers and saw corruption." In other words, his body started to decay. In the sermon that Paul was preaching about how David died and his body decayed, that couldn't have been the passage talking about you won't let your Holy One see decay, couldn't have been referring to Jesus. Couldn't have been referring to David. Of course, it was pointing to Jesus. In that, though, he made a very interesting statement, pointing out that it was Jesus whose body didn't see corruption, not David's. In pointing this out, he says, after David had served the purpose of God in his own generation, that's when he died. I'm going to ask you a question today. Are you serving God's purpose for you in your life? That's the only way you're going to have joy. That's the only way you're going to have the power of the Holy Spirit. He's not going to give you joy if you're not doing what he asked for you to do. He's not going to empower you if you're not doing what he asked you to do. Let me ask you, are you doing what God has for you to do? Are you living the life God has for you? We've been all given different roles, different gifts. We've all been blessed by him with salvation, those of us who have really responded. But with that salvation comes gifts. And each one should not think of themselves more highly than they ought, but each with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith that you've been given. If this is your gift, use it in proportion to your faith under the power of the Holy Spirit. Folks, let me say this to you. I can't say it again. These disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit, even in the midst of struggle, because they knew they were living the life God had for them. Listen to Acts chapter 5, verses 40 through 42. And it says, "And they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. And then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they didn't cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus." The disciples were beaten for preaching in Jesus' name. And then they were told, "Don't do this anymore." And they kept doing it. And they had joy. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? They were doing what God had called them to do. We are to be pointing people to Jesus. Now, we all have different ways of doing it and different gifts. Some people are gifted in service and help. Some people are gifted in administration. Some gifted in giving. Some of us are gifted in teaching and preaching. Whatever your role is, whatever your gifts are, point people to Jesus. And let me just tell you, you'll find no greater joy than living the life that God has for you in your generation. That's where real joy comes, not just from knowing Jesus, but being used of him for his purposes. The disciples were being chased from town to town, and they're having a blast. They were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit because they kept their eyes on the Lord, and they kept doing what he had for them to do. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.